Second Ridge, Minnesota, Monday, September 29th, 1952.
President of the United States. Well, thank you very much. I suppose that you good people this early in the morning understand that there's not any secret about the purpose of my trip out here. I'm out campaigning for the Democratic ticket. You see, I've been in elected public office for 30 years. Been elected time and again by the Democrats. And for your information, I don't think in the first place I ever ran for an office that I wanted. But when I had that office, I tried to do it to the best of my ability, and I wouldn't let the opposition take it away from me, as was demonstrated in 1948. You have some wonderful Democrats running for office here in Minnesota, and I hope you'll vote for all of them. You have Orville Freeman running for governor, William E. Carlson running for senator, and Curtis Olson running for Congress. And I certainly would like to see a Democratic senator named Carlson in the Senate who would do the right thing. And there's a national ticket. Adlai Stevenson for president, and John Sparkman for vice president. Governor Stevenson of Illinois is the most promising young leader we've had in a generation. Not since the start of Franklin D. Roosevelt's career have we had a man with a background that Adlai Stevenson of Illinois has. He's made a wonderful governor. He's a real friend of the common everyday man. And the principal thing I'm interested in, he's not a stooge for Wall Street. That certainly is true of John Sparkman, too. For 15 years, he's been in Congress, fighting for the interests of the plain people, farmers, workers, little businessmen. He's been the chairman of the Small Business Committee, and he's done a wonderful job to see that the contracts of the government go into the hands of the small producer. These are men you can trust to lead this country and to keep the interests of the common people at heart. Well, it's a good thing that the Democratic Party does care about the interests of the everyday man. It's a sure thing that the Republicans don't give a hoot about his interests. I'm suggesting that you might reflect on that a little bit and just consider who's for you and who's against you. The farmers here might give some thought to price supports for storable commodities and for perishables. You might consider things like the REA, the Rural Electrification Organization, and soil conservation and flood control. You who work here, schools and your health and your housing. You might consider the jobs you have and the opportunities ahead of you. Think about the security you're building up through old age insurance or railway retirement. Give these things some thought. You ought to think about them very carefully and find out what the Democratic record is. And then you want to find out what the Republican record is on those very same things. And you'll find that the Democratic Party has been your friend and is your friend. The Republican Party's been against you. Now, I'm not just making this up. I'm not just talking election year politics. What I say is true, and I can prove it. And I can prove it right out of the Republican record in Congress. That's where they've made their record, and that's where it counts. And they can get up and give you all kinds of hooey about what they believe now, trying to get your votes. But if you'll take the congressional record, the driest piece of reading in the history of the world, if you will read it, you'll find that they've been wrong on every issue where the interests of the people are concerned. Now, I'm going all over this country, and I'm going to cite their record, chapter and verse. And they can't get behind it because the record's made, they made it, and it's in fine print in the congressional record. And for your own welfare and benefit, you'd better read that fine print. And I hope to get back to Minnesota before I'm through. And I'm going to tell you a lot of things that'll be to your interest. But then I want you to go home just like you did in 1948. I want you to sit down or kneel down and pray over them. And then vote for the welfare of the greatest free nation in the world. And if you do that, you can't do anything else than vote the Democratic ticket this time. It's the most important year in the history of this great country. And I hope that you'll use your heads and your hearts and vote for your own interests and for the interests of this great nation. And if you do that, you vote the Democratic ticket, and the country will be safe for another 4 years. Thank you.
I have a young lady here I think maybe you'd like to meet.